Well, the holidays are upon us, and one of the great things in Cincinnati is the theater community always comes forth with plenty of entertainment for families, of children of all ages. And such is the case with the Children's Theater of Cincinnati with their presentation of Cinderella. But as they say, this is not your mother's or your grandmother's Cinderella. And here to tell us more about the production is producing artistic director Roderick Justice. Welcome, Roderick.
Thank you for having us.
And Cinderella herself, Kiara Hines. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Hi.
Roderick, let's start off with you. You say it's not your mother's or grandmother's Cinderella. What do we mean by this?
It's in the style of a British pantomime, so it's a lot different than other versions you may be familiar with the Disney version or even the Golden Book version that you would read to your kids growing up. It's very different in style.
What are some of the variations that people will see?
Well, British pantomime has been around since the 16th century, so it's a very old form of storytelling. You will find that there's a lot of audience interaction and action in the audience, so the first few rows need to be on their game. We have specific elements that make it a panto. There is the dame, which is a man in dress. In our case, it's the stepsisters, which bring a lot of life and comedy to the story. And of course, there's the popular music element. So we infuse the music of the time and of the day into the story to help further the story along.
And Kiara, have you ever worked with a pantomime?
I have never worked with a pantomime before, so this will be my first time, and I'm so excited. I can't wait.
What are some of the challenges that have been thrown at you for this particular style?
I think so far the biggest challenge, because my background is in musical theater, so the biggest challenge is the popular music, you know, top 40s kind of style, because it's not normally what I do, but it's so much fun delving into how do you find a way to create a story in some of these songs that weren't really meant for, you know, a huge Cinderella kind of story. And that's honestly really fun because it makes your brain move and it makes you think outside of the box. So I really do enjoy that part.
Of course, this means music is an integral part of the style. And pop music is definitely a genre outside of most musical theater. Who is music directing this production?
His name is Dr. Brian Hoffman, who is no stranger to the Cincinnati area. He's recently moved back to the area, and we've nabbed him as our music director for the show. And he's bringing out such great qualities through all these musical theater artists to embrace these popular music. And in musical theater, we've seen a big trend with bringing back the jukebox musicals. It's not a style that's unfamiliar to musical theater enthusiasts with the pantomime.
In Britain, pantomime is a classic holiday art format, and it is enjoyed by children and adults of all ages.
Right. Not only is it enjoyed by the five-year-old in the audience who wants to see their favorite storybook hero, the teenagers are enjoying it because they're listening to their favorite song that they just heard on the radio. The adults are getting all the local references because it is very community-driven. We like to play off of the area. And then the grandparents are enjoying just being with their family during the holiday season and enjoying the spectacle of a story that they know. So it's enjoyed by audiences truly of all ages. And there's not many forms of entertainment that can check all those boxes.
In fact, in addition to your children's performances, you're having a special YP performance.
Right. This is not just for children. We want to have a date night.
Now, I also understand you have some puppetry going on.
Yes, we do have a few puppets that we have rented from another production company that is doing Cinderella almost every other year. We decided to try out this pantomime with our audiences, basing it off of the Children's Theater of Minneapolis, which is a flagship children's theater in the nation. They produce Cinderella as a pantomime almost every other year, and we have rented the puppets from their production.
Now, I understand with some pantomime, there is a sort of call and response to the audience where they are encouraged to call out to the actors on stage, breaking that ever-present fourth wall. What are some of the opportunities that the kids will have to actually be a part of the action?
There are several moments where the kids are integral to the story. When the stepmother locks Cinderella in the closet, she is being rescued, and the stepmother says, "She's not in the closet." Of course, the audience will say, "Yes, she is." The stepsisters and stepmother say, "No, she's not." Yep. Yes, she is. No, she's not. Back and forth. There will be a big video screen over the proscenium that will prompt the audience and help them along. Since this is the first time a pantomime has been produced on this scale in the city, getting the audiences accustomed to what to expect. Southern Theater Magazine just produced a story about, is pantomime right for your theater? So I think we're on the front edge of this.
And this, of course, will be at the Taft Theater, your home theater.
It will. Beautiful space.
And we should remind people that this is now your home away from home because you actually have another facility over on Red Bank Road.
That is true, where we're able to offer classes for children who want to learn how to do what we do up on our main stage.
Now, the music is contemporary. Is it set in a contemporary setting?
Well, the other basic element is you take this popular music and infused storyline and set it in a classic story. So all the things you will see on stage look like a storybook, yet you're going to see a box of Ritz crackers that they're eating, or someone comes out and sings a song that you just heard on the radio on the way to the theater.
Now, your cast list includes some children's theater's favorites.
Yes, we do have some returning actors coming to our stage. Kelsey Steele, who we just saw as Peter Pan, will be in the show. Chris Carter and Joey Logan will be playing the stepsisters. And, of course, Michelle Wells will be playing the stepmother. Capping all of this off, we will have Caleb Burris, who's been on our stage many times, will be playing the fairy godmother.
Now, Kiara, you are actually of a different ilk. You are coming here from North Carolina to do this show.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What was it that attracted you to doing this production?
I think it was the panto elements that were thrown in. I didn't realize how different the story was until I actually got my hands on the script. And then I was reading through it and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done anything like this. And so I think that's really what made me feel like I need to dig my hands into this because it's just so different from anything I've ever done. And it's fun because I get to be something completely different and get into something that I've never had the opportunity to do. And I feel like in the future, it'll help me be able to get into those things that are really different. But it's a good opportunity, a good starting place here.
Are you having fun with some of these newer elements?
Oh, yes. It's so much fun. Well, I mean, I tried on one of Cinderella's costumes and it's just... it's so breathtaking, and it's different than what you would think Cinderella would be wearing, but it's amazing. And it's little things like that that make it so exciting to just kind of delve into because it's the same story. It's the same thing that you know, but it's just a little bit different. And so little things like that make it so interesting.
We should mention that Cinderella will be running December 9th through the 18th, just in time for holiday fun and frolicking. Mm-hmm. And we should mention the Taft Theater is mere blocks away from Fountain Square, where they'll be ice skating. After Cinderella, looking ahead to the rest of the season, what have you got coming up?
We have a lot coming up. We have two more shows in our main stage season. Up next is Madagascar, which will be directed by CCM's Aubrey Berg. And we will end our season with Disney's Mary Poppins Jr. But also at our Red Bank facility, we have a new musical called Polka Dots. It's a regional premiere based on events of Ruby Bridges and the Little Rock Nine. So it's a colorful history lesson that we think is important for children of all ages, even of us big kids, to hear.
We should also mention that the Children's Theater sponsors a touring company.
That's right. We go out into the community. So if you can't come to us, we will bring a show to you. We have a van that brings the entire set, costumes, actors, into your classroom, into your community center or library, and we have an hour-long show with a talkback.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Children's Theater of Cincinnati Producing Artistic Director Roderick Justice. Thank you, Roderick.
Thank you.
And Cinderella herself, Kiara Hines. Thank you, Kiara.
Thank you.
For more information on the Children's Theater of Cincinnati's production of Cinderella playing at the Taft Theater December 9th through the 18th, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.